So Trenton Oldfield, who is Isabella Acevedo and why are there 20, 25, 30 people in Westminster Bridge Road on a very hot Wednesday night?
Well, the protest has only really just started about 3 minutes ago, so to have 25 people here already is amazing. I imagine there'll be maybe 50 or 100 by time it actually gets underway. Isabella Acevedo is everybody. She's nobody different to you or I. But she's one of many, many, many thousands of people that live in the United Kingdom that don't have documents. And they live this incredibly, incredibly difficult life and incredibly violent life when the system turns on them for political, you know, opportunism. And all those people that are here without documents, what I think people really need to understand is that there are 480 million people of European descent living around the rest of the world as a result of European colonialism. So that's America, Australia, the Caribbean, Canada, etc., Singapore, everywhere. 480 million, almost as many that live in Europe. And those Europeans destroyed most of these countries. I don't know if you know, but the gold on Big Ben is from Colombia. So those people have every single right to come to where their wealth is. That what they shouldn't have to do is live undignified lives. Europe's doors are jammed open with the wealth that was stolen from the world. That this is other people's resources, and they have every right to be here, and their conditions should be normalised now.
And what is your campaign in Westminster Bridge Road tonight, outside a block of flats?
It's outside a block of flats where Isabella actually cleaned for 9 years. Isabella got a very good degree in fashion, but because of racism, she wasn't able to, you know, participate in that industry here in the United Kingdom. So, like many immigrants, they fall into less skilled work. And she was a cleaner. And this building has a number of senior civil servants in it, which she worked for 9 years. You may or may not know, but the permanent secretary to the cabinet employed Isabella for 9 years. Well, employed, took advantage of Isabella for 9 years. They did nothing to help her. They didn't give her sick pay. They didn't give her holidays. If she was sick, they didn't pay her.
Her story is most closely associated with Mark Harper, who was the immigration minister. What do you think of his return to the government just in the last week?
Well, you know, I mean, everybody should be given second chances, and that's all we're asking for Isabella and everybody else. People shouldn't be treated, you know, people... I mean, I clearly would, you know, I don't think I'd like the guy if I met him. I don't think he would be a particularly, you know, because he did nothing to help Isabella in 7 years. He just took advantage of her. So, you know, I can't pretend I have sympathies or excitement for him. But that level of that grace that's been given to him should easily be given to Isabella. I mean, that would be the parity, that would be common sense.
But if someone is in the country illegally, many people would say, well, why shouldn't the law be enforced?
Well, actually, it's not illegal, it's undocumented. And as I pointed out, Europe's doors are jammed open because of the colonial project. This kind of illegal thing is purely political. There's no way that Europe can even morally or technically stop immigration into this country. And as I also mentioned, 480 million people around the world are of European descent. She was undocumented, yes. But actually, the person that broke the law was Mark Harper.
Finally, you're best known for your intervention in the boat race a couple of years ago. Your campaigning methods have got a lot of attention, but have also been quite controversial. Do you think that your association necessarily is likely to inspire the ordinary person to support this campaign?
Well, I mean, I was supported by the ordinary person. So, and the people that supported me the most were people when I was in prison, etc., were migrants and people that knew the system and knew how violent that system can come against you. So I'm never after the sympathy of Middle England or, you know, Mark Harper or those type of people. My loyalty and my love and the respect that's sometimes given to me comes from the people that I'm working with, the most marginalized, the most abused. So I mean I couldn't care less whether It's not relevant. What's relevant is to stop the deportations, close detention centres. However that's done doesn't matter. I'm not... You know, there is this thing in this country about, you know, bringing people with you and this whole kind of romantic idea of, you know, being polite. And that's never shown to anybody else. Hasn't been shown to Isabella. It hasn't been shown to her family when she was taken from her daughter's wedding. So
So as you say, Isabella was arrested last week, just before her daughter's wedding. What happens next, assuming that there isn't an 11th hour change of plan? What happens next to Isabella?
Well, we have a feeling that the flight may have actually been cancelled, which, you know, we know the tricks, we know how this is done, so we'll... You know, we're going to keep fighting now. It's to get her out of Yarl's Wood, and it's to get everybody else out of Yarl's Wood. We hope that's the case. We hope to have that confirmed soon. We believe that's the case, that it's been cancelled. So it's already a huge victory, look, because of protests like this. And what we want to do is we want Isabella back with her family. We want to normalise her situation. We want everybody in Yarl's Wood to be freed.